Hello everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Business of African Fashion podcast. It is July the 2nd and it is our third anniversary. It's our birthday. Business of African Fashion is 3 years old today. I started this podcast in 2021 in my apartment. I think that's where I was. I don't remember. I think I was like in a different place at that time, but I'm just doing this episode as kind of a reflection and, you know, just super grateful for this platform and the impact that it's having so far and all of the people that have been connected to this platform. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listened to our episodes, to everyone who's joined the community. I want to say thank you very much. I'm very grateful. I'm very excited for Business of African Fashion, what it will become over the next couple of years, you know, as we continue to learn and grow. I'm just in a place where, you know, just thinking about my journey of starting this platform, the reason I started this platform was because I saw that there was a gap in the, you know, market space, in the social media space, in the teaching and learning space, as far as the specifics of what it takes to build a successful African fashion brand. And I decided that I was going to start this podcast, especially because I wanted to really focus on the financial aspect, you know, the more techie side, the more business side, the things that are not as attractive, the things that are not as glamorous. I wanted to talk about them on this podcast, what it really takes to build a fashion business, right? Not just to go viral or to have a cute Instagram page, but what it really takes to build a healthy and successful business. And it's been 3 years and I'm so grateful that we are still here, we're still consistent. And just to give you a little bit of, you know, insight into my thought process when I was deciding on the structure for the podcast. So, you know, there's different kinds of podcasts. There's podcasts that are daily, weekly, monthly. I decided to go with a seasonal podcast because I understood in the beginning that the way life ebbs and flows, especially when you're trying to develop a new habit, right? When you're trying to start something new, you have to give yourself the grace to develop that consistency. So I decided to start a seasonal podcast, and this podcast is still seasonal, right? If you scroll back in your podcast listening app, you see season one, season two, and now we're on season three, right? And I gave myself that experience because I really wanted to have, you know, build up the muscle memory of showing up here and speaking on the microphone. And it's been 3 years, and again, I'm so grateful. I'm thankful to every single person who has listened. I've gotten several messages from people. They'll just DM me on Instagram and be like, "Hey, Victory, I really love what you're doing on the platform. I've learned a lot. Keep going." And you guys have no idea how encouraging those words are to me, because again, this podcast is still pretty new. We don't have any revenue sources yet, but we are open. So if you're listening and you're a sponsor, interested in working or partnering with us, just send us an email to businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram. And, you know, this podcast isn't revenue generating yet, and I've been doing it for 3 years and, you know, investing my time, investing my money in the equipment, in the team, but it's not seeing any revenue or any return on that investment just yet. And I want this to be an encouragement to those of you who are listeners who are also building your own businesses, and you know, you're in the season of planting where you're not seeing any return. It's just, you know, you putting your time, you putting your energy, you putting your money into this business, but you're yet to see returns. I just want to let you know that you have to keep going. In the beginning, it's going to be crickets, okay? It's going to be absolutely crickets, but you have to keep going, because really, I think I saw something on Twitter the other day where somebody was like, 10 years of hard work will eventually have people claiming you as an overnight success, right? So it's been 3 years here working behind the scenes. Nobody's really, you know, paying that much attention to this platform just yet, right? But I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep sharing lessons, keep building with you guys in the Mighty Networks community. And, you know, the success eventually will come, right? But you just have to keep putting yourself out there, keep pivoting, keep, you know, analyzing your business strategies and looking for what's gonna really resonate with your audience and doing that. So again, just in the space of gratitude today, to say thank you all so very much for listening to the Business of African Fashion podcast. And I do have some fabulous news for you. So in 2022, I filed a trademark for Business of African Fashion, the name, right, in the United States. And I'm happy to report that as of today, we do have that trademark approved. So a little applause there. So yes, Business of African Fashion is now an officially registered trademark in the United States, and it belongs to me, belongs to this platform, belongs to my business. So just exciting times to know that the name Business of African Fashion, which really covers everything that is involved in building an African fashion business, has been trademarked. And I'm really excited to, you know, have that honor. And I'm really, really excited, you know, to continue building this platform. We have years ahead of us to, you know, continue to build, to continue to grow. And if you are one of the founding listeners, founding members in the community, I want to congratulate you, because you are getting an exclusive opportunity to really see the beginning of, you know, the journey, the beginning of the empire, the beginning of building something, right? So congratulations that you're getting to see the not so attractive parts of building a business, because it will help you in your journey, because you get to see kind of behind the scenes, right? You won't see, because I firmly believe that this platform and my other businesses that I'm building are going to be successful. That is my belief. And you're lucky because you're not getting to see the other side. You're not getting to see when I've already succeeded and on the magazines and in the articles and all of these stuff. You're getting to see as I'm building. And I think that's a privilege and it's an opportunity, because it really gives you a lot of perspective. And if you're somebody who's building your own business as well, it'll help you really see things in a different light of understanding that there is a lot of hard work that goes into building a business that is not attractive, that is not Instagrammable. But again, I really, really want to thank you so very much. If you've ever listened to an episode of this podcast, you've given me your time, you showed up in the community, you've joined, you've interacted, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you 1,000 times again. I'm really, really grateful. And yeah, that's everything for this episode. I will see you all on the next one. You have a good day and take care of yourself. Bye.